In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It really is a blessing to see all of you here this morning. Last week, we began a conversation about something that is coming up within the life of the Orthodox Church, and we began to talk a little bit about our Lenten journey, which will be happening soon, and we talked about the first step in preparing ourselves to enter into this journey, and that first step is, of course, to be humble. And I got to thinking a little bit more about humility, because humility is needed for the next part of getting ready for Lent. Humility is needed to say some important words, and those words are, I was wrong. And these words are actually the first step into entering in what we're supposed to be doing during Lent, and that is repentance. Saying these words can certainly be a challenge for us. There are times that we feel it's hard to say because we want the same thing in return from the person who we are apologizing to. What I see and I hear a lot in my own house is, fine, I was wrong, but so were they. Now, it might be true, but this really isn't what our Lord wants from us. But there is another reason it's hard to say those words, and that is that saying them makes us a bit vulnerable. The person or the people we're apologizing to may reject us. They might get even more upset with us. We may feel letting them know what we did will only make things a little bit worse. And these feelings even surface in our relationship with God himself. Sometimes we feel, how can anyone forgive me? How can God forgive me? But thinking about this word kind of brought one more word into mind, and that is opportunity. See, if Lent really is an opportunity to grow, if Lent really is an opportunity to not get stuck on what has happened in the past, if Lent is an opportunity to move past these things, if it really is an opportunity to become what we were created to be, then our past mistakes must be seen as opportunities for growth. Opportunities not only to strengthen my relationship with God, but to strengthen my relationship with others as well. Today is the Sunday of the prodigal son, a Sunday that reminds us of a young man who made some mistakes, a man who went on two journeys. The first journey was away from his father, and the second journey was when he came back to his father, a man who took the opportunity to grow. Today, it is important that we prayerfully consider our own journey back to God, remembering that this, of course, is our own opportunity for growth as well. So as we said, today's reading is of the prodigal son. It's the second of these preparatory gospels that we read every year as we get ready to enter into Lent. Today we're asked to look at three people. We're asked to look at a family that ended up becoming a bit broken. Our story begins with a man who had two sons. The younger son seems to be one of those adventurous boys, the type of young man that was probably pretty sure of himself. And more than that, he wanted to see what was out there in the world. The other brother was what we used to call a straight-laced kid. He didn't cause much trouble, and he certainly didn't talk back to his parents either. And he did what he was told to do. Now, the younger brother went to his father and he asked for his inheritance. And we've said before that this is something that is unusual because usually, as we all know, we receive our inheritances when our parents pass. And the other problem with this is that in those days, it wasn't like they had all their money in a bank. All of their money was tied into their stuff, into their livestock and their property. So for the father to do this, he had a bit of work to do. He had to sell these things, divide the inheritance among the boys, and then give it to his son. So it was not such a simple thing. But either way, that is what the father did. As we know, the young man took everything he had, and he left. And it says, the scripture says, the younger son gathered all he had and took his journey into a far country. One of the things I love about this parable is the words that are used. And I love this idea of a far country. I love it because it shows that the young man put this great distance between himself and his father. The young man put not only a geographical distance between them, but he also put this emotional distance between them as well. And he did this by the choices that he made. And we have to understand that the same thing happens to us when it comes to God as well. When we sin, we put this distance between him and us. Now, for the young man, things got pretty bad, didn't they? He ends up losing everything. He ends up being alone. He ends up being hungry. And then in the end, we see him feeling a bit hopeless. But then we read something else. We read this in the scriptures. It says, when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, but I perish here with hunger. I have many favorite verses in the scriptures, and this is another one of them. I love when we hear these words, he came to himself. The young man had hit rock bottom, but then all of a sudden, he came to himself. He woke up, he realized something about his father and his father's house, that if he went back, there would be room for him there. He realized that something needed to change. He realized that he needed to go back and he needed to say those difficult words. I was wrong. He may not be received as he once was as a son, but in his father's house, there is room for him. And as we know, there certainly was room, but the father would do a little bit more than the son had assumed he would do. The reading says that while he was still at a distance, the father sees him. He has compassion and he runs to his son. Again, this is another one of those visuals that I just love. I always think about this elderly man seeing his son far off and then taking a full sprint to go and reach his boy. And when he does, he falls upon his neck and he begins to kiss him. Now we know that the son begins his apology, but the father doesn't even let him get through it. Instead, he begins to celebrate. Now we can't go on until we remember one more person, and that is the older son. The older brother was out in the fields. He was doing what he always did for his father. He was out there working. He comes back though and he sees this part in me, and he asked what was going on, and they told him that his brother's home and now your dad is making this party for him, and he gets upset. And dad comes out, and what does he do for him? He does the very same thing for him that he does for the younger brother. He shows his son the same love, the same compassion that he had for the other, and he pleads with him to have compassion on his younger brother. But the older son is not there yet. So he leaves him with these words. The father said to him, it was fitting to make merry and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and he is found. What this son had failed to realize is that at one time or another, all of us, each and every one of us, will be lost. But each time we come home to God, he makes merry and he is glad. I recently saw one of these memes that reminded me of this. And the meme read, I've given God a million reasons not to love me, but none of them have ever changed his mind. I thought how true that statement really is. And it is a statement that reminds us of how God feels about us, that his love for us is one that is unconditional. And it's a statement that should bring us hope. And this is exactly what Lent is all about. Lent is not only about looking back and having sorrow about the mistakes we've done in the past. Feeling bad about what I should have done or could have done should always bring us to the next step. And the next step is realizing what could be. It is about hope in a God that has not and will not ever change his mind about how he feels about all of us. With this knowledge, then, there's something we have to do. Like the prodigal son, we have to wake up, we have to come to ourselves, and we are to use our mistakes not as something that continues to hold us back, but we have to view them as opportunities for growth. I think we've all heard about the story about a monk who was once asked, "What do you do all day in the monastery?" And his reply was, "Well, we fall down and we get up, we fall down and we get up." Well, someone once said about this statement that each time we fall, it is an opportunity to get back up, an opportunity to rise, an opportunity to repent, an opportunity to grow a little bit closer to our God. So today, my friends and my family in Christ, we continue to get ready to enter into great and holy Lent. Today we are asked to consider the journey that a young man took. His journey is ours as well. Not only his journey away, but his journey in coming back. Let us remember what we learned today, that God's mind never changes about how he feels about us. Let us find confidence in this so that we can make our sins an opportunity for growth. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.